The Kickoff
with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Let's look back at the win for George Groves over Chris Eubank Jr. at the weekend with Tom Gray from Ring Magazine. Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Well, in the end of the day, given all the hype and the spouting off by Chris Eubank Jr., there was only one man in this fight.
I had it closer than, I had it in line with one of the judges. I had it by 3 points to Groves, but it's one of those ones that even though 3 points isn't a landslide victory, you were still sitting at ringside, despite the way you need to score a fight, saying, you know, George Groves won that, you know, going away, as you say. Just his game plan was terrific from round one through round 12, and Eubank Jr. had no game plan. I mean, I was aghast by his tactics, to be quite honest.
Yeah, a fight at that level, why was it he didn't know how to change things, or who did he not have in his corner?
Well, he's not learned his lesson, because it was exactly the same as what happened when he fought Billy Joe Saunders. The problem is that Eubank really enjoys, you know, to get inside, to be at mid-range, in close range, and let his hands go in these ferocious bursts that you see him doing in the gym as well. The bottom line is, when you're in with a Billy Joe Saunders, when you're in with a George Groves, you know, you're talking about two high-level former amateurs, like, who have developed as professionals. They've seen it all before. You cannot bull rush these guys like you're outside a bar, drunk. You know, and that's what he was doing. He was running right at Groves, who was able to pick him off on the counter on the way in, or if the punch wasn't there, he could grab him, tie him up, spin him around, go back to centre ring and start again. I mean, after one round, I thought, you know, maybe Eubank's having a look, a bit of reconnaissance, and he's going to do something. But by round three, I was sitting next to Fraser Denton, and I said, this fight's over.
Yeah.
And if he's not doing something yet, then there's a problem. So
very professional by George Groves, but the post-mortem is very much about Chris Eubank Jr. and whether he can ever reach the level that people have expected him to reach. Now, on the ITV coverage at the weekend, Prince Nassim Hamed gave this assessment of where he's at.
You're either good at boxing or you're not.
So you don't think he actually has the raw instinctive tools?
You're either good at boxing or you're not. His dad's been saying that he's unbelievable, that he's going to shock the world. Reality's tonight, and reality hits home hard. This is it. I'm sorry, Duke. I know you don't want to hear this. Yeah, I know you don't want
to
hear this, because I was telling you earlier, it's just such a shame that somebody can be built up to win some kind of belt like that and then make out you're this superhuman guy, next gen, you know, walking in these houses, making out you're going to buy them and all this stuff, and because you're going to knock George out. It didn't happen.
Naz is the man. That was off ITV box office.
Yep.
So that was Naz's assessment. This guy built up to be something extraordinary that he's not.
Yeah, well, I mean, Naz shoots from the hip, so I'm not in the least surprised, and that's his opinion, and he's completely entitled to it. He's a professional that's been there and done it. And the reason, to me, and you alluded to it initially when I came on, is that there's no synergy in the training department whatsoever. I mean, you look at the tactics implemented by Groves and by Shane McGuigan, it's clear they've sat down, studied what they were going to do, went out there and executed a game plan. That's been professional. And the build-up to the fight, I watched the ITV box office broadcast when I get back from Manchester, but the build-up to the fight, you know, Eubank Jr. sitting there saying, nobody needs to tell me anything, I'm not listening to anyone, I know what I'm doing. No, you don't. You know what you're doing against a certain calibre of opposition, but once you're getting in there with someone that's world-class, it has now been proven two times over that you don't know what you're doing. And it was mayhem in his corner again. And it's okay being a non-conformist and not doing things the other way and the Eubank code and all that, but there's been a non-conformist and there's been silly. Mm. And he's been silly twice. Get someone in your corner. Either give Ronnie Davis the respect he deserves and give him full sway in the corner, or get someone new. But you need some fresh ideas, because, to be quite honest, he's running out of time. He's 28 years old. After that last night, he's going to have to get his way back up again, by which time he could be almost 30 or 30 years old, depending. You know, boxing's not going to wait for him. And you know, he's hoping now that George's shoulder's gimpy and he can't make the final and he can step in. To be honest, I wouldn't want to see that. George Groves deserves the opportunity to get into the final. He's earned it. He's there on merit. He's the only world title holder to get into the World Boxing Super Series at £168. And you want to gate crash the final because after the performance you just turned in, it would be a mockery. So he needs to get, you know, there's potential there to be a lot better. But it's his feet that are the problem. He can't get his feet into position to punch against the best guys twice. Twice it's happened, and if he doesn't do something about it, I guarantee it'll happen again. So,
Tom, is that the rule? Did you speak afterwards to George Groves? Basically, if he doesn't make the final, is it Chris Eubanks?
No, I mean, they were at the post-fight press conference, and because of George's shoulder, there was talk that if George had to be replaced, they would need to draft someone in, and because Eubanks just lost he would be available to fight. He was trying to. He basically said, he put his hand up and said, "Oh, I should be first in line." I mean, it's just nonsense. But then I'm thinking to my then like, the more time's going by, there's no way you can do that. I mean, don't get me wrong. There'll be television dates. There'll be issues with arenas and all that. But I would expect, you know, Sauerland are heavily involved in this tournament. That's George's promoter. They've built him up to world champion. He's in the form of his life. I thought he was excellent on Saturday. You need to give that guy full credit. And, you know, he needs to be in the final. So if that needs to get postponed a few weeks, that's what you do. You don't turn around. I mean, this tournament, Cruiserweight and Super Middleweight, has been phenomenal. It's been so good for the sport. Don't spoil it by doing that in the final.
Even if you have to postpone it a few months.
I wouldn't care. You know, I wouldn't, absolutely, you know, Callum's out at the weekend against Bramer. We find out who he'll be getting against in the final. And I know for a fact, and I stopped by in Bolton on the way home from Manchester and seen Callum yesterday. He would want, if he beats Bramer, he would want George Groves in the final. He wouldn't want, you know, to fight a substitute.
Callum's sort of going under the radar, isn't he? While all this sort of spotlight has been put on George Groves and Chris Eubank Jr., he's just quietly getting on with his thing.
Yeah, well, he actually said those exact words. He said, you know, because of all the hype surrounding it, surrounding the fight, he's not been getting, you know, any, like, you know, media interest, and he's just been keeping his head down. I mean, that'll change, obviously, in fight week. I seen him yesterday, and he looks in excellent fighting shape, and he's ready to go. So Callum avoiding the media spotlight, it will suit him right down to the ground. He's just been the professional, and he's looking forward to his fight. I didn't even, out of respect, when I interviewed him, I didn't ask him, you know, what would you do with George Groves, because he's got his own fight coming up.
Well, of course he has against Jürgen Bremer, but he's very much the favourite for this, isn't he?
He is, but, Joe Gallagher does this thing in his gym where he sits with the opposition that his fighters are going up against, and he constantly reviews it. I've done this a couple of times with Joe when he was looking at other fighters, and he had Bremer on YouTube, and we stood and watched him. We watched the Brandt fight, his quarterfinal, and we watched him in his younger days against a couple of opponents, Macronelli and Mario Viet. He's a tricky customer, Bremer. I mean, a lot of people assumed because he was making the drop down to £168 for the first time in 9 years. I mean, I'd need to check the last time someone actually was able to do that. Far less at 39 years old when your body's fully matured, and he was excellent against Brandt. And what I said to Joe is he's still got all the qualities that he had 6-7 years ago. He's not as busy for obvious reasons, he's older, but he's still tricky, he's still extremely clever, he does a lot of things really, really well. And, you know, when you spoke to Callum, and he wasn't just doing this to be professional, you can see that, you know, that's why I could sense instantly I'm not going to ask Callum Smith about George Groves, because he's got his own fight to get through. He's taking it very, 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 very seriously. Like, it's a tricky fight for him, and it's away from home.
And just on sort of the World Boxing Super Series as a whole, and the experience of Saturday night, it seems like they've got it spot on. Maybe ICV haven't got their coverage spot on, but the actual event looks incredible, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it does. And the cruiserweight semi-finals were both excellent, and the final will be in Saudi Arabia. That's went down a storm. Every single belt on the line, including the Ring Magazine title, and this the super middleweight one now is fascinatingly poised. It's been fabulous. That's what I said to Callum yesterday. Has it exceeded your expectations almost? Because Callum Smith went through a hard time. He lost the WBC title fight to Darrell, and that fight never went ahead. He'd had a lot of inactivity, and then he entered this tournament, and that was kind of like an upswing. But it's been great for him. And, you know, the ball's in his court. If he can win on Saturday, it sets up a brilliant final. And the boxing spotlight will be on that fight. It'll be tremendous.
Tom, you're a gent. Thank you very much indeed.
This is The Kickoff.
With Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.